If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Daniel tonight. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 1. The Bible says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem to besiege it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake to Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, and the children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning and knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily portion of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourished them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto them Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Meshach, and to Azrael of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart. And we'll stop right there. I want to preach this evening, God be my help for a little bit. And we're looking at the time of the Gentiles. Amen? And I want to start tonight, if you're going to have a start place, just start the time of the Gentiles in the beginning. We see this here, and we see the Bible's playing out here, and it says in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Now, anybody that knows anything about the Bible knows that that Israel was divided in two. They was the tribes of Israel, and they was the tribes of Judah. And we see that, and we see it here. But you probably don't know that in the tribes of Israel, they was 19 kings, and they were all wicked, ungodly kings in the nation of Israel. And the tribes of Judah, in the kings of Judah, they was also 19 kings, and only 8 of them were good kings. But there was 8 kings come out of the bloodline of David, 8 kings that come out, praise God, that were good, godly people that tried to do the right thing and to serve God. And now in all that line, in the line of Judah, there was one queen, old Athaliah, and she was a queen for 6 years, what till Joash growed up, and she was wicked as hell itself. She had killed all the seed royal, the king that was there, and had taken the throne for herself. And during her time, they was priests in Judah. You said, well, she must have been a pretty good queen. No, she was wicked and vile. Everybody was afraid of her. Amen? That's just the way it was. She was no she-dog, praise God, and everybody was afraid of her. But Josiah come along, praise God. They brought him out, and they took her, and they killed her. You know what the story is? And they killed her, and then the kings continued on to reign after that. And we see these 19 kings, and they were out of them all. The last four that we see were wicked kings. And so we come to the point of Jehoiakim here, and the Bible says there come a time when God says enough is enough. Have you ever been in your life and all of a sudden you just felt like God was saying enough's enough? You went just about as far as he's going to let you go. Amen. He's done grabbed hold of rope. He's done said, hold on a minute. I pray God that's far as you're going. Amen. Anybody ever been there? Amen. He gets you to as far as you, he lets you go as far as you go. And he said, what happened? He sent Nebuchadnezzar down there to Jehoiakim, but the Bible says that they besieged the city. Amen. So we see Nebuchadnezzar, he goes down there and he besieges the city, and he besieges it round about. Jehoiakim's there. He takes the city of Jerusalem, and he takes the vessels out of God's house, and he takes the goodly vessels out of the house of God, and he takes them to Babylon, and he puts them in the house of his God, which is no God. Amen? Ain't but one God. There's only one God, and that's the God of glory, amen? And that's the God of heaven. That's the God we serve. And he goes down there, and the Bible teaches, if you study this, it was in B.C. 586 that this took place. You say, why do you say that? Why is that date so important? Because when he besieged Jerusalem, he took Jerusalem, and he took the people out of Jerusalem, then began to be the time of the Gentiles. Amen? when he besieged Jerusalem and he carried a Jew out of Jerusalem and he burnt the city, he destroyed the city, took the godly thing, and the only thing he left was a few poor people to mind the vineyards. Amen. Took all the goodly stuff out of the city. Nebuchadnezzar did that. And Nebuchadnezzar brought back those things he would took. And he took the gold and silver, took the precious things out of the house of God. But he also took some people. Now the Bible says he took a young man named Daniel. And the Bible tells us in verse 3 that he was of royal descent. In verse 3, the Bible says the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel of the king's seed and of the princes. Now little did Nebuchadnezzar know that when he got Daniel, he got more than he bargained for. Amen. I want to say, praise God, when you got a child of God, amen, and you got when the world comes out and tries to take out a child of God, they'll get more than they bargained for. Because when you get a child of God and you try to pull them out of the world, amen, try to pull them out of their place and position with God, amen, you got something to deal with, because you don't have to deal with just that person, but you have to deal with their God. Amen. And when he is the living God, praise God, you've got something to have to handle. Amen. So we see Nebuchadnezzar, he goes down there and he pulls out Daniel. And the Bible teaches that Daniel was trained in all the palace services. He was able to handle whatever they throwed at him. Now, if a different theologian, different time for Daniel, most of them say he was around 16, 17 years old. Amen. He was old enough, he'd been there a little while and done that. Amen. What are you saying? I say by the time our young get 16, 17 years old, they ought to be able to serve the Lord. Amen. Shame on us if they can't. But I'm afraid what's happening today in the air in the time of Gentile we're living in, praise God, there's a whole lot of us that can't serve God. Amen. We'd rather sit on the stool and do nothing, let somebody else. Amen. Oh me. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. We'd rather let somebody else take it out there and share Jesus with them. Amen. We'd rather do it than they do it instead of us. But we see Daniel, praise God, he was ready. He was trained for service, praise God. He was trained to go. He was trained to deal with different circumstances. Amen. We need to train our children up so they'll be ready to deal with different circumstances in the place of the Lord. Amen. Daniel got there and they pulled up in there and amen. They brought him in, took him out of Jerusalem, that little town of Jerusalem, and brought him into the mighty Babylon, the capital, bring him in there, praise God. And he wasn't impressed with the splendor. Amen. He said, you won't impress me. He said, let me see God. Amen. Let me see the temple. Let me see the place of worship. Amen. They didn't have place of worship because they didn't have nobody to worship. Amen. Daniel pulled up, praise God. He wasn't impressed. He wasn't impressed with all the things of Babylon. Amen. He had a higher objective in his heart. He had a higher objective in his mind. He had an objective, praise God, of seeing God, of minding God, of serving God. So little did Nebuchadnezzar know what he was getting into. He didn't know what he had done his hands on. Amen. And we see Daniel pray. He thought he was just they thought they were just good, strong, able-bodied Jewish boys. Amen. That's what they thought. Say they were just good, strong, able-bodied, good Jewish boys, and they would get them in there and train them up in the way that they should go, the way that they thought and they wanted them to go. Little did they realize, praise God, that all they was seeing was on the outside. Amen. What the eunuchs, what the supervisor, what the Nebuchadnezzar saw was all on the outside. See, he lacked the discernment to see what was on the inside. Amen. Oh, what are you saying, Pastor? I said the world can't see what's on the inside of you and me. The world can't see what's on the inside of a Christian, praise God, until it starts coming out on you. Amen. They got them there and they thought they was just little old Jewish boys, able-bodied men they could bring up and manipulate. Then they realized, praise God, that was on the outside they was looking at, but they didn't realize, praise God, that on the inside. Amen. Now watch this. On the inside of Daniel, he wasn't just a man, he wasn't just a boy, but praise God, he was a man of God. Amen. Amen. By the time he had got to where he was, praise God, he was a man of God. I want to say it's time some of us grow up, amen, and become men and women of God in these last days, amen, living for the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in God Almighty to make a difference in our lives. I think sometimes, Brother Rex said a while ago, it takes something to get our attention. Help us to realize where we've been and where we ought to have been. Amen. Pray God to bring us up to the place where we realize that this thing ain't really that long. That life is short, it's fleeting, it's like a vapor and it's gone, praise God. And if we're going to participate in it, we better get in. Amen. But his lack of discernment, he didn't realize. He saw the outer man, the outside man, but he didn't see that inner man. He didn't see that God man, amen, that was there in Daniel. He didn't see that man, praise God, that was loyal and faithful to his Creator. That knew that they was one God and he was God of heaven, amen. He was the God that created and made everything, that he had put it together, yeah, praise God. He created him in the likeness of his image, praise the Lord, and put him there for a purpose. Amen. Tell you what, we get to look at people. If we ain't careful, we'll look on the outside and we'll miss the inside. But I say when people look at us, praise God, they may not see much and they look at me on the outside, just no busted up something or another. But praise God, if you look on the inside, hey, something, Brother Robert, inside of me, that's a bubbling up and a running over and praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. Till my eyes run and my nose runs. Praise God, but that's all right. That don't bother me a bit. Amen. I can just blow my snout, wipe my eyes and just keep preaching the gospel. Amen. Why? Because God's good, praise the Lord. He's good to me. He's good to you. And He was good to Daniel. Praise God, he realized His loyalty and His faithfulness to His Creator. Amen. We need to realize a loyalness and a faithfulness to our Creator. Amen. God put every one of us here on purpose tonight. Amen. You're not here by accident. This wasn't just a coincidence. Amen. You say, how do you know, Pastor? Because the Spirit of God's been real here tonight. Amen. Spirit of God don't play. Amen. He's not in the games. Praise God, when you come looking for, I pray, oh God, please just let the Spirit of God show up. Amen. Let Him show out. Let us just magnify the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Lift up the name of Jesus. Most precious name I know. Glory be to God. I got to thinking about that haven of rest they sing about. I just think about old brother J.R. He'd go, whoop, whoop, whoopee. Amen. Praise God. I guarantee you, glory to God, he's shouting around the throne of grace. He wasn't afraid of it here. He wasn't ashamed of it here. And I guarantee he's not ashamed there. Amen. Shouting praises God. I believe old Daniel, Bible said he wasn't ashamed of it. He was loyal and faithful to his Creator. He's loyal and faithful to his God. Amen. I believe when they start indoctrinating, they say, well, now listen, this is the King's God. And you've got to show respect to the King's God. I believe Daniel said, hold on a minute. I have to show respect to the King. I have no respect for his God. Amen. You say, preacher, how did he couldn't get by with it? Yeah, he could, because the Bible said God showed him favor in the eyes of the eunuch, the keeper. Amen. God showed favor to him. Praise God. I believe he looked in between beak and bill and said, God, I'll show respect to the King, but I'll not show respect to that God, because that is no God. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I have a God, and my God's real, praise God. Amen. So he stood uncompromised in his righteousness. We see this young man. I'm afraid of what's happening today. We're compromising our righteousness. Amen. But Daniel, I believe he stood as a young man. He stood uncompromising in what was right. Praise God. He stood without compromise in the things of God. There's some things in the world that we can compromise on in our families, our lives, and situations. But there's one thing that we can't compromise on, and that's the precious Lamb of God. Amen. There's one God. And one Savior, praise the Lord. And that Savior is Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man cometh the Father but by me. Amen. He laid her down. He said, there's no other way given among men whereby you must be saved. Amen. Now, well, you might be saved, or you're slicker than slick as you could be. But praise God, you're not saved without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And to have faith in Him. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Glory be to God. You can't be saved without believing on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because it's that Holy Spirit of God that parades across your soul. Glory to God. Gives you a joy from heaven. Amen. Lets you see that you're dead and undone, but that God is alive and He saves old sinners. I'm glad tonight God still saves old sinners. Amen. Still calling them out. We don't have to compromise with the world. I tell you, they're coming down on hard now. Brother Robert, they're saying these Christians is causing problems. They just don't have no empathy for nobody. They say that these sodomites and stuff's wrong. They say that men marrying men's okay, is wrong, and that should be okay. They're saying it's okay to drink, it's okay to whore around, it's okay to do this and do that. Well, God says it's wrong, and them people standing against it. Amen. Amen, because ain't no compromise. It's God said it's wrong, praise God, it's wrong. I don't care how much man approves of it, it's still wrong. If it's wrong in the eyes of God, praise God, it ought to be wrong in our eyes. Amen. We're living today and we say, well, preacher, you just got to go with the flow. That flow will take you over a dam somewhere. Amen. It'll leave you desolate. It'll leave you somewhere where you don't need to be. But praise God, when we stand, praise God, with faithfulness and righteousness in our soul without compromise. Amen. The day and hour we live, God will begin to bless you. You say, well, preacher, it's so hard to do that. I guess so. But Daniel was living in the polluted atmosphere of Babylon. That wicked place of ungodliness, evil on every hand. Amen. But he had decided in his heart, amen, he wasn't going to go that route. That place wasn't going to become who he was. Amen. Listen, I'm a pilgrim passing here, Brother Junior. This place ain't going to become who I am. I'm somebody going somewhere, praise God. I've got a purpose in my heart. And that purpose is to be with my Savior one day in a little while. Amen. So Daniel, in this polluted atmosphere, he found a way, praise God, to make himself useful to God. Amen. In a polluted atmosphere, in a polluted place like Babylon, and wickedness and vileness on every hand, praise God, he made a way, he found a way, he looked for a way to make himself useful to God. Amen. You know, how'd he do that? Preacher, you just don't know how hard that is. Praise God. He committed himself to God. Amen. He said, Lord, here I am. I'm in a situation here. Never been here before, praise God. But you know what the end result is. God, you know what I need to do. You know where I need to go. You know what I need to say, praise God. And here I am. We make Christianity too hard. We make Christianity difficult. But all we got to do is say, you know what? Jesus loves you. He loves me. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He's prepared a place for me in heaven. And one day in a little while, when this life's run her course, praise God, I'm going to glory. You say, well, preacher, I don't have a testimony. Are you saved? Amen. That's your testimony. Amen. Make yourself useful to God. I mean, He determined to make Himself useful. He determined, praise God, to stay faithful to His faith. Amen. Have you ever considered being faithful to your faith? What you believe? Amen. What do you say you believe? What you say you believe ought to be what you believe. Amen. 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 Can't be wishy-washy about it. Old devil have a heyday with that. Amen. Praise God. If you say you're saved, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, then we need to trust Him with everything. All the way. Not just here, there, and yonder. When it's convenient. Amen. We need to trust the Lord. We have faith and be faithful to Him all the time. I believe Daniel was faithful to Him, and he's faithful in his faithfulness. Amen. Not only was he faithful in his faithfulness, but I believe he was faithful in his people. I believe Daniel got there, he looked around, seen all these other little old Jewish boys. He said, hey, listen. He said, we got to do this thing right. Amen. We come to a testing time. Now listen, if there's ever been a testing time, praise God, right now today is a testing time. God's looking at us. He's testing to see where we're at, praise God, and see what we're going to do. Amen. And it's hard, praise God. Gotta pray and seek God's face and go in the right direction. Because we don't want to let God down, and we don't let nobody else down either. We want our loved ones, praise God, see us faithful to the Lord. See us serving Him. See us faithful, praise God. See Him believing and trusting in Him. Amen. Amen. When the times get difficult, when the times are hard, praise God, it seems like you can't go no further. And they're watching you. Them little old boys, them little old girls, them family members, them loved ones, them mamas and daddies that's lost, they're watching you. And when things get hard, praise God, they need to see where you stand. Amen. Faithful to faithfulness, faithful to your people. Said, Lord God, they're watching. I want to be seen just praising you and giving you glory, expecting you to help us right now. Amen. Praise God. I ain't gonna cry. I ain't gonna get on my face and say, Lord, you know this and that's going on, Lord, and God, if you have a convenient season, Lord, and if you could, no. I'm going to say, Lord, God of heaven, I love you and I know you love me. God, I'm praying, I'm seeking your faith. You said, come boldly before the throne of grace with my supplications. And Lord God, here I am, as humble as I know how, praise God. And Lord, I need you to move on this. Amen. And pray expecting Him to, looking for Him to. That's how we've seen good success. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When we pray, believe it. He said, you shall receive. He didn't pray, but say pray and, you know, hope maybe something will happen out of it. Maybe some little result. He didn't say that. God said, Jesus said, pray, believe it, and you shall receive. Amen. We got to pray, believe in that. We got to pray expecting it to happen. Amen. So we can see the marvelous hand of God. So he prayed, he was faithful. The Bible said he prayed 3 times a day with the windows open. Amen. Got on his face and prayed 3 times a day with the windows open. Wasn't ashamed of it, praise God. Every Jew around knew old Daniel's praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Not only was that, but he'd make himself what he'd make himself, but he's also a prophet of the times of the Gentiles. Amen. We see the significance at the time of the Gentiles. And it began here in 586 B.C. when Nebuchadnezzar came in and he ransacked Jerusalem and he took Jerusalem. Things begin to happen there. And they'll continue to be the time of the Gentiles till Messiah comes. Amen. Till Jesus comes, till the Lord comes back, the Lord comes again. Only for with the exception of a little brief intermission. A little small exception. Amen. Praise God. Between the time of that and here. If you look in Luke chapter 21, it tells us about that. Luke chapter 21. In verse 20, let me just start verse 20. Luke chapter 21, verse 20 said, when you shall see Jerusalem capacious with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries there enter there unto. Well, watch this. He said, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days! Exclamation mark. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. But now watch this. Verse 24. He said, and they shall fall by the sword, by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down, what? By of the Gentiles, and to the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. He said, this is going to happen. This has happened. Jerusalem was ransacked. It was taken over, praise God. They were marched out of there into Babylon and different places, and they was held captivity, amen, for a time and a time. But praise God, one day God said, there's going to be a mighty deliverance. He said, this has to come to pass. And we seen, praise God, as they was taken out, and God started bringing them in on June the 5th through June the 10th, 1967. Over in Jerusalem, over in Israel, there was a mighty war took place. It was called the Six-Day War. Amen. You heard about that? And Israel stepped into that place and they fought a mighty battle. The Lord fought a mighty battle for them and they persevered, praise God. And when it was all said and done, in just 6 days, praise God, they owned it all. They possessed Jerusalem, parts of Egypt, parts of everything around. Amen. It was theirs. God had done give it to them. Amen. You say, well, why'd God do it? Because that has to happen for the end result, the final thing to be to take place. Amen. God's aligning this thing up, young'uns. He's getting ready for the end. That right there, in 1967, praise God, started a countdown of the time of the Gentile, praise God, to be over with and finished, praise God. And this little exception of these people, praise God, that's brought into Jerusalem for such a time as this. Amen. But if that's what God done for them, what do you think He's done for us? Now, they hadn't occupied, had control of Jerusalem for 2,553 years. Amen? For 2,553 years, they'd been isolated from their homeland. They'd been isolated from Israel. But God said that when the time of the Gentiles is finished, praise God, there's going to be a mighty battle take place, and God Almighty's going to stand up for His people one more time. Glory be to God, and He'll finish her out. Amen. Amen. Now, if He'll do that for them, praise God, that denied and rejected Him, what do you think He'll do for you and I? Amen. Those old Gentile dogs like us, praise God, has accepted Lord Jesus Christ and the soon coming of the Savior to come back and get us. Amen. Glory be to God to rule and reign on this earth and set up His throne, set up His authority, praise God, put down all that, praise God, that would rise up against Him. Amen. Glory, one final time. Let me just show you that, and I'm done. I'll quit. In Psalms chapter 2 talks about the rejection and establishing of a people and a reign of a Savior. He said, why do the heathen rage, verse 1, and the people imagine a vain thing? Who could imagine they could overcome God? Foolish, huh? So the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Can you see the world trying to gang up on God and Jesus? Amen. God alone is a number to be reckoned with. Amen. He said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Amen. He'll hold them in contempt. Yeah, look at you. What do you think you can do? Amen. Praise God. What can we think we can do without God? Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. Verse 5 said, then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Now watch what he says, how to make things all work out. Verse 11, he said, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Verse 12, he says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all ye that put their trust in Him. The Lord says, listen, said the time of the Gentiles is ending. Praise God, and Jesus is coming back. He's going to manifest Himself. He's going to manifest His presence, praise God. And He said, if you want to be partakers with Him, He said, just kiss Him. What are you saying, preacher? He said, love on Him. Love on Jesus, because He's already loved on you. The songs we sing says, ere we knew Him, yet He loved us. Amen. And said, what we've got to do, praise God, as we wait for the time of the Gentiles to end, glory be to God, is just take the Jesus, take our Savior, and just love on Him. Amen. Trust in Him. Obey Him. Follow Him. Amen. Praise God that we can take these last days that we have and bring glory to God and joy in our souls. Amen. Everybody wants to be happy. I tell you how to be happy. Get the joy of God down in your soul. Amen. Forget about the happiness of this world. It's fleeting. But get joy in your soul. Love the Lord Jesus Christ supremely and make Him the Lord of your life. Trust in Him. Amen. Follow Him. Love Him. Share Him. Amen. Praise God. It just gets better and better. Bigger and bigger. Praise God, to one day in just a little while, praise, you know what happens? It runs over. You can't contain it no more. Amen. It just gets to be bigger than you are. And you get to rejoicing in it, and you get to having a time in it. And praise God, then one day in a while, this old body can't stand it, praise God. And God just has to pluck you out of here before you explode. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I get to worship praising the Lord, and I just feel like I could just explode. Instantaneous. If that one day you may hear about an instantaneous combustion took place over in Weaverville. Praise God, just say it's that preacher. Amen. He got so full he couldn't stand it. Amen. Over on Pine Brook Road up on the hill. Got old preacher. Praise God. They found there's a little speck here and a little speck there. He's gone. Amen. I say glory. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the joy of the Lord that's in my soul. And he said the time of the Gentiles is coming to an end. We're headed for the finish line, folks. Praise God. And we ordered this design in our hearts today. Settle it once for all. Say, praise God, we're going to finish as good as we can for the glory of God. We're going to finish looking to the finish line. Amen. Like a horse with blinders, not look to the left or the right, but just head straight for heaven. Amen. Heaven bound with a hammer down. Like old J.R. would say, not looking back. And praise God, you know what you do? You can finish well. Amen. The course that you're on. Praise God.